Let's get moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. With me is Gerald Simon. He is a composer. He is out with his 10th album. And Gerald, you're really trying to help us out, help us reduce our stress. Tell us about your latest album.
Thank you so much. Well, the latest album is titled Peace and Serenity, and it's a new instrumental relaxation album that I composed specifically to reduce stress and anxiety while calming and comforting the listeners. This new soothing instrumental music actually was composed to help bring feelings of peace and positivity.
So how do you do that? What do you think about as you're putting together this kind of music, creating an album like this?
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you for asking that. Well, with this music, the first thing that I did is I wanted to have the beat or the rhythm of the music in a way match the rhythm of a calm, rested heartbeat. Now, for an adult, when their heartbeat is calm and relaxed and rested, it's usually 60 beats per minute. So our heart actually mimics or responds to rhythm, which is why when you are doing something that's more active, many times the music and the beat of the rhythm is faster. You have an upbeat tempo. If you're watching a scary movie, they'll usually start out slower and they'll get faster and faster, almost as if we are scaring ourselves because our heartbeat is following the rhythm. So with every composition on Peace and Serenity, I compose the music at 60 beats per minute to have that relaxed, calm, restful rate where the heartbeat would just naturally slow down a bit.
This is your fifth meditation relaxation album. Are you finding that this is just something that is just so needed right now in our society, and why?
You know, I really am finding that more and more people are needing to take time where they can actually rest and relax. We have seen over the past year with everything that has happened that I think people are slowly beginning to awaken to mental health problems that I think they have pushed aside for so long, and they're realizing that they need to take time out of their busy schedules, out of their busy day, to really rest, to relax, to find that peace. And I think there's a lot of chaos and commotion in the world. And I think as they are looking for more peace and positivity, that actually has an impact on their health, their well-being. And so I have found that I think more individuals are trying to do things to better take care of themselves physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And music is a powerful way to do that.
Describe for us what the listeners are going to hear. What types of instruments? What have you tried to do?
Well, thank you so much. With this album, what I tried to do is it focuses on the piano as the primary instrument, but then it has classical guitar as well. And sometimes the classical guitar takes the melody, sometimes it harmonizes with the piano. And then we have orchestral strings. We have an orchestra playing in the background. We have some keyboard synth sounds, but with many of the pieces on this album, there are 10 different pieces, and each one I tried to incorporate nature sounds. And what I did is I actually went to nature. I went into nature and I recorded the sounds. So in some of the music, you know, we have Woodland Brook, and you hear a little stream. And I actually went up to Mill Creek Canyon here in Utah and recorded the brook. And there are some birds chirping in the background. And you can hear those nature sounds because nature is so healing. You know, Seven Seas is one of the pieces from the album. And you hear a gentle ocean. And my family and I, my wife and I and our children, we went to Cancun a few months ago. And I went off and recorded the ocean. So all of the nature sounds you hear in the background of the music were recorded. Then I went into nature and recorded them, and it's fun to piece everything together.
How did you envision people using the album?
You You know, I have a lot of massage therapists, I have a lot of chiropractors, yoga studios that they like to use this, but I have a lot of hospitals, holistic health practitioners who are using these with their patients. And I even have many individuals who have contacted me who are saying that after a busy day at work, or sometimes even during work, during their lunch break, they will put this music on, and they will listen to the music, and the music starts to just calm them, even if they've had a chaotic day, even if everything has been going wrong and it's been one misstep or mistake after another. By listening to this, they feel more relaxed. And I've even started creating videos on my YouTube channel where I have nature scenes with woodland brook. You see a stream or a brook, and you see a sunset and a sunrise. And it's fun for them to visually see this comforting, relaxing music.
Describe why you're so passionate about this topic. You mentioned you do this on YouTube. It's through your music. I know your social media as well. Why are you so passionate about it?
I think for me, one of the main reasons why I'm so passionate about this, I mean, I love music, and I create and compose several genres and styles of music. But several years ago, when I first started composing meditation, relaxation music, I started noticing for myself personally the effect that it had on me as I would compose it. And whereas I had been anxious, or I had been maybe busy going about trying to do the day-to-day life necessities that we all need to do, this helped me start to slow down a bit and to really prioritize it. As Stephen R. Covey is famous for, put first things first. And it really helped me start to look at life in a different light. It's funny, one of my first albums I came out with several years ago, the meditation relaxation album, was Chasing Clouds. And when I was composing the music, my daughter came in, and she's now in high school. But at the time, after listening for a few minutes, she said, "Daddy, this music makes me really sleepy." And that's not what you want to hear when you're composing techno-pop music or you're composing upbeat music. But when you're composing meditation relaxation music, that is exactly what you want to feel, because it calms them. It comforts their soul. And I think right now the world is looking for peace, for serenity, which is why I came out with Peace and Serenity. And for me, it's a way for me to share peace and positivity with the world, which is one of my missions.
Gerald, any final thoughts you'd like to leave us with?
I would just like to leave our listeners with a thought about what music can do. And I think sometimes we don't realize the impact or the power of music, because if you can imagine a world without music, what would a sporting event be like without any music? Without any special sound effects? What would a movie be like without music or sound effects? And you start to imagine what the world would be like without music. And oftentimes, if I'm speaking, I do a lot of motivational speaking at different events, and I will tell people that there are three universal languages. One is the power of music. It transcends all language barriers. The other is art. Music and the arts are so closely connected. And the last one is a smile. Doesn't matter what language you speak, you can share a smile with someone and that will brighten their day. And I think that's what music can do for us. Music can change the way we think, the way we feel, the way we act and interact with others. So there's a lot of power in music therapy and in sharing our music with others.
Well, you're definitely leaving me with a smile today. Composer Gerald Simon talking about his newest album, Peace and Serenity. And where can we find it, Gerald?
It is available on all streaming sites. You can go to Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, iHeartRadio, iTunes. And then I have music videos on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Gerald Sund.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing peace and serenity with us today.
You are welcome.